Well, today I want to talk about something I think we're all interested in, and that is Yahweh's Spirit. We are interested in being moved by Him, by being led by Him through the Messiah, through His Spirit. And so heavenly minded, walking on higher ground is the message today. And we certainly do want to walk on higher ground. We want to exemplify what it is to be living in Yahweh's way. Yahshua was perfect in every way and walked exactly how he should have and set the example for us. He didn't disobey, he obeyed. He did not his own will, but the Father's will. And, you know, since I've been on Facebook, I've been getting a lot of instant messages and stuff, and someone messaged today, and they said, what are you doing for the coming kingdom? And I thought about it, and I thought, well, I'm doing like a lot of people have done already. That is, they've given up their life for the kingdom. And I sincerely meant that and sent it. And then he was asking for more information, so we sent that as well. But we are in a time which is very interesting. We have the 70th anniversary of Jerusalem coming up. We have the U.S. Embassy moving there in May of this year, and that is supposed to be the 70th anniversary. We understand that it's been 70 years since it was reestablished. So interesting times. I mean, we know of scripture that talks about when you see some of these saints coming about, you know, olive branch budding and these type of things, that, you know, this generation will not pass. So are we in that generation? Interesting to think about. But as we have committed ourselves, I'm talking about the baptized brethren in Messiah, as we've committed ourselves to living this way, I mean, we've essentially been buried with the Messiah. That's through baptism. And we come up anew, as a new creature. And we are excited, and we tell people about what has happened for us, what Yahweh has done for us. And in that excitement, we see a lot of blank stares. We don't see a lot of excitement in others, because they're not being called right now. But the seeds are planted. Watering will occur. And in Yahweh's timing, the growth will happen. And he has everything worked out, so we don't have to worry about it. But in the meantime, we do need to be concerned about what we're doing. Are we walking in the Spirit? Are we doing the things that we need to be doing? Let's go to Colossians 3, verses 1 through 2. Since then, you have been raised with Messiah. Set your hearts on things above, where Messiah is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Now, it's real easy to get set on earthly things. I mean, we've come out of that. We were in the world, and we're still in the world, but we're not of the world. And we're prioritizing. We're making decisions based upon Yahweh's word. We're making decisions that are leading us and guiding us into the kingdom, because if we are making the right decisions, Yahweh promises to guide us and help us. But we have to have our priorities straight. We have to understand what we need to be doing, and we need to continue to focus on Yahweh's word. We need to continue in seeking that relationship and making it better. I mean, we have the relationship, but we want to make it better by not stepping out of bounds with the guidelines that we've been given. And it's hard for people to understand that, because they say, well, he's done it all for us, so we don't have to do anything. That's the attitude. But the attitude that we have is, because he's done what he has done for us, we're being very careful to do what is pleasing to not only Yahweh, but to the Son as well. And the prayer was that we would be one with them. That was what Messiah wanted. And to be one, to be echad, to be united in purpose and in focus and in goals and aspirations, we're going to have to be walking in the Spirit. We're going to have to be walking in the Word. The things we desire of the heart and the things we think about are of the mind, and we have to have both set on Yahweh and his ways, which are spiritual and eternal. Why would the Apostle Paul have to instruct the brethren about this, Colossians? Well, obviously because of their surroundings. He didn't want them going by the wayside. He wanted to keep them on the straight and narrow, because we know what Joshua said. You fall by the wayside, go the broad way, that's going to lead to destruction. And we have many such warnings in Scripture. But Joshua asked his disciples at times, "Are you still so dull?" Sometimes, and maybe more often than not, we're a little dull too. So we have to be reminded. I have to be reminded. I'm still overcoming, though I've laid my own life down, my former life. I'm still working on overcoming. I'm still working on things. And with the help of Yahweh and Yahshua, I'll be able to overcome. But I don't want to let go of that relationship, because if I ever do, it's over. It's over for me. And it would be over for you if you were to walk away from what you've been given. And we have been given the promises of eternal life. We have been given an inheritance, a promise of an inheritance through the down payment of Yahweh's Spirit, that seed that's been implanted. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh. Depart from evil. I don't have it all wrapped up. I don't think you have it all wrapped up either. It's not set. The promises are there, but we still have to do something. We have to overcome. We have to walk in the Spirit. We have to walk in the truth. This is who Yahweh has been looking for. And this is what we see here. But you know, that initial first love, that can wane a little bit. It can be discouraging when you keep telling people, because we want to share the good news, and they keep shutting us down and they don't want to hear it. And I know, Vince, you were talking to someone recently and they didn't want to hear it. In fact, they got belligerent and got angry, and yet they proclaim this word. So our attitude is very telling at times about our inner spirit. You know, you've heard the saying, well, clean the inside. You know, Joshua said it, clean the inside of the cup, and the outside will be, you know, clean. Well, when we start changing our lives, that's exactly what happens. We start cleaning up inside. We start cleaning up outside. I mean, it's a process, but it starts from within. And it gets better over time, as long as we keep at it. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Instructions from the beginning. This was Solomon's wisdom, but where did it come from? Well, in Messiah, we have wisdom we can tap into. Spiritual discernment of the word and the understanding that our lives are not ours, that our lives are not ours in Messiah. What I mean by that is we've died, just as Messiah died. So we're not our own. We've been purchased with a price. So we are obligated to do everything that Yahweh wants us to do, and all the things that Messiah told us to do. But how are we going to accomplish that? Well, then he sent a helper. Don't we have the promises? Are we not led by the Spirit? What brought us here today, if it wasn't for the Spirit? Well, the Word tells us, well, if you're living in the Word, you're essentially living in the Spirit, in a sense, because it allows us to be guided what was originally given by the Spirit. You know, Romans 7, Paul talks about the law being spiritual. But we are to apply our lives in accordance with the Word of Yahweh and not worry so much about physical things. You know, when I was growing up, favorite song was that, it wasn't necessarily a favorite song of mine, but it was a popular song at the time by Madonna, Material Girl. And people are into material things. They still are. In fact, it's just ridiculous how materialistic some people are, to the extent that their lives are just one big Disney show, it seems like. Well, that's the extreme, and then there's, of course, the extreme in not having anything, and then desiring to have things. Well, Yahweh promises, in fact, go to Isaiah 55, we'll just turn there. Yahweh promises to provide what we need, not necessarily what we want, but what we need. And remember, this life is short. This is going to be passing rather quickly for all of us. Look, everyone who thirsts, verse 55, everyone who thirsts, come to the living waters, essentially. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. That's without cost. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David. And it is through the line of David that we see Messiah. And so those mercies are extended to us today. That grace is extended to us. And an everlasting covenant that we're in. But the world seeks after material things. We're to be seeking after spiritual things. As we started out, since we've been raised with the Messiah, seek those things from above. Let's not get sidetracked, because again, being sidetracked leads to destruction. Matthew 6, verses 33 through 34, Yahshua speaking again, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Yahshua had the full understanding that physical life is temporary and has troubles in it, but he also understood the things we need will be provided for us, so we don't need to worry. It may take time, but we have our priority in Yahweh and his ways. I mean, if that is correct, then Yahweh himself will take care of us as a father takes care of his children. And this is sometimes hard for us to comprehend because we may have not been raised by a caring father. We may have had a dad that treated us like, well, like dirt. But Yahweh is not like our physical father. He is a spiritual father. And yes, he could be related to as a physical father in the sense of, I mean, he's the father of us all, the genealogy in Luke tells us. But he is out of this realm and out of the physical realm. He can see the physical realm. Everything is laid open to him. But he cares, he loves, he doesn't have any imperfections. He doesn't make mistakes. And his promises are sure. And Yahshua knew that. And so Yahshua followed him fully. And we understand that. But we don't fully we didn't have the fullness of the Spirit like Yahshua did. And when Yahweh works with us, when we're prompted in certain areas and when our minds are open in certain, Yahweh's working with us each individually, collectively as well, but certainly individually, as a caring father would. And Messiah is involved too. And the Father and the Son work together, and we are to work together with them, but they are over us. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commandments within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of Elohim. It's our desire that people will come and find the knowledge of the truth. find understanding, be given correct teachings, seeing a good example within the brethren here. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we have to take steps to make sure that these things are done in a proper and orderly manner. But we have to do our part. We're a working body. And as the Spirit moves us, we work together. And we move forward. Again, we find ourselves back in Proverbs with this, with wisdom being spoken, and if one wants wisdom, one only needs to ask the Father. But we can also read Proverbs and spend more time in the Bible overall. It speaks of providing long and satisfying life and being in good spiritual health. But again, there's a requirement of having our priorities straight. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. The conclusion, when it is all heard, is fear Yahweh, keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. It applies to everyone, not just Israel, not just to a special few. However, we understand that Yahweh is calling out a few, not many. Well, many call, few chosen, as Joshua said. But we see the prophecies in action today, one from a city, two from a family. We wonder, why is everyone not hearing this? Why is everyone not cleaning up their lives? You know, I remember going back, I mean, I was raised up in some of the knowledge, but I didn't really have a heart to step forward and put it in action until about 30 years ago now, so 32 years. But the first thing I did is I stopped smoking. I started acting right. I cleaned up my language. All of this was through the calling, through the recognition that I was kind of dirty, unclean. And I needed to clean up my act. And so that's exactly what I did. And so I speak from experience, and having come, you know, 3 decades later, I'm still growing. I'm still working on things. I'm still fearful. That is, I want to honor the Father. And I want to honor the Son as well. And I've had to make corrections in doctrines, things that I thought I understood. I didn't know what I thought I knew. That was a blow. But, you know, we continue on. The point is, we don't give up. And I don't want you to give up, any of you. Wherever you are right now, you're learning. Well, we're all learning. We're going to continue to learn into the future. But I want us to keep hold of Yahweh's word and a correct understanding of it, because that's going to help tremendously. But in doing so, we need to understand that Yahweh's Spirit is helping us to understand. So it's not really us. I mean, we have to do our part by studying and making sure things are correct. But it's Yahweh's Spirit helping us to have that desire. And so we move forward being led by Him through His Son. But Ecclesiastes 12:13 applies to everyone. All mankind, black, blue, red, white, yellow, doesn't matter. All one in Messiah. And that's exactly what the word says. Galatians 6:7-9. Don't be misled. Do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of Elohim. This is the New Living Translation, so it reads a little differently. It says, you will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. At just the right time, what time is that? It's the Moed. It's the appointed time that Yahweh has set from the very beginning. And he knew us before we were even born, from the very beginning. He knew you would be here, sitting here. He knew I would be speaking. I had no clue. In fact, I was clueless in every sense of the word, I think, at times early on. Wow. But here we are. And Yahweh knew we'd be here. And he knows exactly what we're thinking. He knows exactly what he has planned for us. And he has good things in mind. And that's the benefit of overcoming, having these good things to come. And there are good things now. And though we may not be rich in material wealth, we are rich in spiritual wealth. A lot of times we look at the, you know, physical, we have to spiritualize some of it. The food, physical food. Well, there's spiritual food. There's a smorgasbord of food back there in the literature that is shared. There's a smorgasbord, I think that's how you refer to it, of food being presented for the people, the food of the word. And I think we understand these things, but it's good to review. It's good to make sure that we're doing those things which are pleasing to the Father. And you know, being obedient to his word is a big, big part of it. And he wanted obedience from the word from the beginning, from the heart. And this is one of the reasons we're given the Spirit and the way things are working out. But it's a principle of the physical versus the spiritual, learning to live according to Yahweh's will in the Spirit, not committing the sins of the flesh, such as stealing, lying, cheating, and the like, all of which are commandments against doing. And those that say the law was done away with, they don't know what they're saying. Are they saying now that we can lie, cheat, steal, and the like? It's logic. They're blinded, and Isaiah speaks of that. And so they're not here because they're not being led by the Spirit, but we are because we desire, and that desire has been put within us. And we see from the Word what we're to be doing, so it's a little bit of both, a bit physical, a bit spiritual, but it's working together. One of the first teachings of the Messiah based upon Yahweh's word was not only repent, but also not to focus on material things. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart shall be also. So he's basically saying, focus on the spiritual, desire the riches from above. Put your energies and your wealth towards the heavenly things, investing in those things which are eternal. Work towards the kingdom. Give up your life, because that's the only way that we're really going to be accepted. Remember Yahshua's own words, you know, if you love your brother, mother, sister, you know, if you love the world, I mean, then what hope is there? This world is passing. We have to give up everything for Yahweh. And yet, we can still build homes, we can still invest, we can still have a career. But when the career or the building or the investments take us away from where we're supposed to be, it's no better than idol worship. And that's an abomination in Yahweh's sight. And we don't neglect our family or other responsibilities. In fact, we're told that if we don't take care of our own family, then we're worse than unbeliever. There's certain things that we have to do. But we want to prioritize. We want to make sure that we do keep the Sabbath holy. We want to make sure that we do come before Yahweh in his appointed times. And do those things which are right and true in his sight. And live the example that Yahshua lived, being loving towards one another, not hateful or despiteful or these type of things, but doing what is pleasing to the Father. Living in peace, as Paul often would point out. If it be at all possible on your part, live at peace with all men, all mankind, because eventually all mankind is going to be required to live this life. If they're going to be accepted, they're going to have to live this life. But it's not their time. It's not their appointed time yet. Now, there's some different ways of looking at this, but Yahweh is working it out in His timing. And while we would like everyone that we know to come to this now, we know that that's not going to happen because Yahweh has not allowed it to happen at this point. But it will happen. Colossians 3:3-5. Of ourselves, what do we say? For you have died, and your life is hidden in Messiah, in Yahweh. When Messiah, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, which amounts to idolatry. The wording is death here. We have died to these things. We've died to the flesh. We're living in the Spirit. We're walking anew as new creatures. Our mindset is different. We're wearing spiritual glasses, and yes, we still wear physical glasses too at times, because we're still physical. But we don't, you know, in the world but not part of the world is the main point. Walking in the Spirit, walking in truth. And when we are resurrected, we will be completely one with the One who has saved us from such a sinful life. And He gave up His life. We're to do the same for others. Romans 8:1-3. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yahshua. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Messiah Yahshua from the law of sin and death. For Elohim has done what the law weakened in the flesh could not do by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh. A couple things to point out here. One, we are forgiven of our sins in Messiah's sacrifice for us. His blood covers and purifies us. And two, we are granted the Spirit to walk in, so we can meet the requirements of the law. What are the requirements of the law? Well, obedience, of course, but it also comes with a higher level or weightier matter or substance of what is meant to be, you know, to produce. And we can look at Matthew 23:23. You don't have to turn there, but Yahshua is telling those that were being very particular about their tithing, for example, and He said, you know, you're not to neglect that, but have these weightier matters of the law: justice, mercy, faith. These things are evident in us, brethren, but we see others in which it's not evident. We see hatred, a bad spirit, one that's worldly minded, or, you know, someone that's focused on material things, they cannot please Yahweh. They just can't. There's a rule of thumb, a cause and effect. It's a law, a natural law that Yahweh has set in order, a spiritual law, I think we could say. But Romans 8:4-5. In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Again, it's not to say that we can't desire physical things. I'd like to get a guitar, quite frankly. I'd like to learn how to play guitar. You know, and I, you know, my wife And I got a little one. That's more for her because it's really kind of tiny. It's not wrong to do that. It's not taking us away. It's not becoming a wooden idol, which it certainly could if it prevented us from coming here. So we need to keep things in balance as we look at all of this. But how important is it for us to be spiritually minded, to be heavenly minded? Well, it's life and death. And putting things, you name it, anything between you that you put between you and Yahweh and Yahshua that keeps you from doing their will becomes an idol. And and what is the penalty for idol worship? We're figuratively speaking now, but it's death. And it can be a physical death and a spiritual death rolled up into one. Has anything changed? Well, a lot of things have changed, but not the sentence of death for false worship. And that is what it becomes when when something takes us away from true worship. Are we understanding this? I'm trying to make myself clear. I sometimes stumble across and over my words because I'm not highly educated. But Yahweh didn't call a lot of us, from highly educated schools and this world. Not many noble, not many wise. That's all in His doing. So glory be to Yahweh. 1 Peter 1:17-19. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear, knowing that you were redeemed from your futile life, inherited from your fathers, not with what is corruptible, silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Messiah, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless. The greatest blood sacrifice ever offered. And there's been thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds, I think there's hundreds of thousands of blood offerings that have been offered. Yahshua beats them all. The precious Son of Yahweh, given as a lamb to the slaughter, taking our death penalty away and keeping it away if we walk in the Spirit of Yahweh and don't fight against it by submitting to our flesh or our own way of living life, the way we used to live, that is, in flesh and in sin. So it's a very serious matter, one that we could easily get distracted. I hope I don't get too distracted, because this is life. There is eternal life that we're seeking after, and it is coming, and it may actually come in our lifetime. But with the things that we're seeing come about, so we need to keep up the good fight. Romans 8:6-9. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile towards Elohim, for it does not even subject itself to the law of Yahweh, for it is not even able to do so. All the people that we've talked to, and they reject what we're saying, this is speaking of them. And those who are in the flesh cannot please Elohim. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Messiah, he does not belong to Him. We're told to walk in the very Spirit of Yahweh and Yahshua. We are to have the intimate connection and walk with them. It is being heavenly minded when Yahweh's Spirit is recognized and submitted to. It is being heavenly minded when Yahweh's Word is recognized and submitted to. The Spirit provided the Word for the very purpose of following it. Jeremiah 31:33. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahweh. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And of course, this is speaking in part of what has happened, what will happen fully, more fully in the future. Prophecy being worked out kind of ties in with Ezekiel 36 26 and 27 yet to be fully implemented. We have a taste of that good life now, and we are not to take it lightly. King David had a portion of Yahweh's Spirit given to him. It was a special thing back then. Yahweh wasn't just handing it out like candy. Still, he failed at times, but he repented, and he didn't keep repeating the same mistakes. He moved forward, not sinning like those times ever again. Psalm 40 in verse 8, I delight to do your will, he says, O my Elohim, your law is within my heart. The Spirit was helping him to be obedient. He recognized it. He recognized the Spirit within him. He said, Father, don't take your Spirit from me. He was a broken man because of the sins that he had committed. With us, it's a cutting of a new covenant through Yahshua's sacrifice, which provides not only all the help we need to overcome the world and ourselves, but also to receive the promises of eternal life and everything else that's coming. John 14, 16 through 17, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. How can we conform to the Spirit unless we recognize the Spirit within us? That we recognize what is happening. We need to be fully aware of what's going on. We are here because of Yahweh's Spirit leading us. The Word telling us exactly what Yahweh has wanted. But how can we conform to the Spirit? We can start by being obedient to Yahweh's Word. The outpouring received in the first century by the disciples was so strong, they could perceive it, recognize it, dwelling within them. Otherwise, the Apostle Paul wouldn't have spoken as matter of fact, saying, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. But I recognize that Yahweh's Spirit works with us each individually, helps us in each area of our life, whether we recognize it or not, but we should be recognizing the workings of the Spirit with us. Ephesians 5, 17 through 18. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what Yahweh's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. You know, if a person is filled with wine, he's going to recognize that he's filled with wine. If a person is filled with the Spirit, he's going to recognize that he's filled with the Spirit. Yahweh's voice is a still small voice at times, one that we need to pay attention to. 1 John 3, 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. By this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. As a person is called by Yahweh and seeks him with their whole heart, mind, strength, soul, being, they will start to be obedient to him. Through the gift of the Spirit, they will be even more engrafted into the law of Yahweh, because that is his will for us. And his ways, because the Spirit is guiding and directing the heart and mind. Ephesians 3, 14 through 16. For this reason I bow down my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Continuing in verse 17 through 21, so that Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, height, and depth, and to know the love of Messiah that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. You know, we've been walking in three-dimensional, in a three-dimension type life. But in Messiah, we come into like a fourth dimension. The breadth, the length, the height, the depth. There's more to us now in Messiah. Maybe time to examine our lives more closely. If we're not recognizing the importance of what is being presented. You know, of course, I'm speaking to those who have been baptized, who have the seed planted within them. But those being called can also bow their knees and hearts before Yahweh and ask for the help of His Spirit to be present in their lives, to help them come to full repentance and submission to His ways, to be energized, to be alive in Him and in His Word. We're told not to go back, not to fall back, but to move forward. Falling back is promoted by Satan's spiritual influence. 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of Yahweh so as to instruct him? But notice this. Paul says that we have the mind of Messiah. So he's saying we have that spirit to draw upon, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Messiah. They were one. Yahshua didn't do his own will, and he prayed that we would be one with them. So over the years, and if I'm granted another 20 or 30 years, I hope to be twice the man that I am now, with Yahweh's help, doing more, being more set in His ways, walking like the Messiah, striving to do that now. But I recognize in myself I'm not perfect. And I think we all realize that. But we're to strive for perfection. And everything that we go through, whether it be difficulties, blessings, things that are, you know, just happening, I mean, they're there for a reason for us. And so we draw upon Yahweh's strength to help us to continue to grow in grace and knowledge and understanding and of His Word, which we won't fully comprehend completely in this life. But as we see Yahshua, as He's in His glory, and we will be changed, then I think we'll know a lot more than we do now. But yet we can still walk in spirit and in truth. We can be blameless. I don't think there's a lot of people that can point to us and say, well, you know, Vince, you've got something wrong, I can point that out to you. Or Donnie, you've got something wrong, I can point that out. Elder Tom, Brother Jerry, even Isaac. I can't necessarily pick anything out right now to So we are to work out our salvation, be blameless, be spotless, live the life that we've been called to. The life is described here, but we have another part of that in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16, Paul is saying that though Yahweh is high above all, we can understand the very mind of Yahweh by having the mind of Messiah in us. As Yahshua submitted to Yahweh's will, we are to also do so. With the spiritual down payment of the Spirit, we have received that helper working within us and with us. 1 Peter 2:4 through 6. coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by Elohim and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Yahweh through Yahshua the Messiah. Just as he is a living stone, a cornerstone, so are we, each individually, being built up within this temple. But we're being shaped, we're being positioned, we're being fit together. But it's a spiritual matter. But there's physical things that we have to do, and overcoming is one of them. Making our lives in line with the Word, with the help of Yahweh's Spirit, and through study. John 4:23-24. The hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Yahweh is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Doesn't this take us back to Proverbs 3:5-7, which says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh, depart from evil. Walking on higher ground, heavenly minded. Yet if we do lean on our own ways and do what is right in our own sight, running after evil and doing evil, then what? Well, it's death. And so there's a bit of a warning that comes with all of this. Colossians 3:6-8. Because of these things, the wrath of Yahweh is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. The listing just before this in Colossians 3:5 was fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, of which Paul likened to idolatry, evidently to make the point that such things were indeed an abomination in Yahweh's sight. Colossians 3:9-11, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. There, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Messiah is all and in all. There are a wide variety of members, but all in the same body. All are accepted. We are to be heavenly minded, walking according to the word of Yahweh. In doing so, we will be walking on higher ground with Yahweh and Yahshua. Open up your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry, Colossians. Go to Colossians, if you would. Colossians 3. Right past Philippians. And we'll end up closing with kind of how we started out with Colossians. I want to read through verse 11. Therefore, starting in verse 1 of Colossians 3, therefore, if you have been raised up with Messiah, keep seeking the things above, where Messiah is seated at the right hand of Elohim. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Messiah in Elohim. When Messiah, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of Yahweh will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also put away all aside anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on a new self who is being renewed. Well, I'm just repeating myself. I want so much for us to walk in the Spirit, not complain, not do those things which are displeasing to the Father. And when we complain, when we walk in a way that's contrary to His will, that displeases Him. And so it's important that we renew our minds with the washing of the Word, continuing to study, continuing to examine ourselves, to judge ourselves, so that we ourselves won't be judged. There's a lot of things out in the world that can be a distraction to us. We're not to let those things be a distraction to us. The flesh itself and its desires can be a distraction. But again, I mean, we are to put those things behind us, because the things of the world are going to pass. We're to live in Yahweh's Spirit, walk in His Word, be pleasing to the Father, be one with the Father and the Son. It takes effort. It takes work. Yet our minds have been opened with the very mind of the Son. Hallelujah.